T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, this is, I'd say, appropriate music, not only because Tyrese Maxey was, you know, watching Game of Thrones when he found out he was named the NBA's most improved player, but, you know, there are some battles going on right now. I mean, you got 32 general managers jockeying, misdirecting, putting stuff out there, pulling it back, stating it. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's fake.
Wow, Joe.
I mean, it is.
You're so... Right. Like that, the intro, when the chess pieces almost unfolding and it's board, game piece after game piece and game board after game board, it is web of intrigue.
It is.
Spreading to the next from city to city to city. At this point, we have no idea what's real and what's not.
That's right.
They're trying to mislead as much as they're trying to lead. This is really exciting stuff.
There's a lot of Cersei Lannisters out there.
I'll say.
Trying to do the Eagles dirty.
Whoa.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know what the good thing is? Howie's like a Tyrion. I mean, Howie's way better
right.
than most. But
I feel great about that.
Yes,
we should be so proud of our little Tyrion.
But here's the problem. He has not been a great picker of the actual player.
Well, hold
he's
on
been
now.
Very good
the
in the maneuvering
of certain players.
He has not been
a good picker of cornerback players. He has not been a good picker of wide receiver players in some cases prior to Devontae.
Look, he's his biggest deficiency. He's great at the maneuvering. He's great at the cap management. He's made a lot of good picks. He's made a lot of bad picks. The reality is, when you net it all out, his actual selections in the draft probably the weakest part of his whole game. So, you know, let's see what he can do tonight. Pick 22.
Another thing to remember, though, is there's an entire building full of people that are making those picks, too.
But it's
I
his
know
it's
he's
his,
got
it's
the
his
final
call.
Choice.
Nowhere to run, nowhere
You've
to
got
hide.
An entire department. You've got the college scouting department. There's a lot of people that go into those.
All right, we'll get to Conklin and what he has put together related to Game 3 tonight for the 76ers. That's up ahead shortly. Mark in Chalfont right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. I might have a different take on the draft than everybody else.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping Howie sits tight and maybe even considers moving back. I think the depth at cornerback with Dejon and Wiggins allows them not to have to move up and sacrifice some of the assets they have. I also think that the fact that they only have 4 picks next year is going to play into his thought process. You know how he values picks. Mm-hmm. They only have a 1, 2, 3, and a 5. So I could see him moving back to try and
You know what, though, Mark? Next year, at this time, it's not going to look anything like that.
We also have 2 7s next year.
With compensatory picks and everything else, we all expect that Howie's going to wheel and deal and it's going to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Look completely different.
Yeah, I believe that, but I think the opportunity for him to maybe move back and still get one of those valued cornerbacks and maybe move up a little bit from those 50 picks into the 40s to get a, you know, an offensive tackle makes more sense than necessarily auctioning off all that other stuff just to move up.
I think the draft is deeper in offensive tackles than it is in cornerbacks. So if you had your heart set on tackles, that approach, the waiting approach, would probably be safer to serving you well. But don't you just want to go get the guy that you want, Mark? Like the guy that you have your heart set on? We could potentially get the top cornerback in this draft.
Yeah,
we could potentially get the top offensive tackle on their draft board, on the Eagles draft board, because of the way drafts happen, and everyone's going to go try to trade up and go get a quarterback or go get an edge rusher, the guys that fit them. Like, we could be in a position, trading up, to get the top cornerback off the board.
But here's what Mark's saying, and it does work for me to a certain extent here. You know, Howie might be able to get the, and I'll just make up a number, the fourth best cornerback at a spot where the league values him as the ninth best cornerback.
I know.
And he also might end up being the best cornerback in the draft.
That's right.
There's an argument that says just get more bites of the apple.
I mean, look at Richard Sherman. He was a late round pick. I mean, you can get a lot of gems late. I mean, Jason Kelce being an example, obviously, at offensive line. Mark, give me an answer here. A moment in time you wish you had seen a meeting. What do you got?
The Last Supper.
The Last Supper. Holy mackerel for an answer. The Last Supper is an answer. We don't usually go into the biblical realm here with winning answers. That is a big one. We'll see how we judge that one. All right, Shaq is judging the NBA. Pretty harsh, but I don't think he's wrong. Okay, let me be clear. I don't think he's wrong. So, obviously, the way that Sixers game ended was a disaster the other day. And then, you know, the next day, you know, you get, okay, well, here's the last two-minute report. It's like, all right, thanks. You know, that and toilet paper get me more toilet paper, all right? So here's Shaquille O'Neal weighing in on the last two-minute report.
This is why people think the NBA game is rigged. Last night, Tyrese Maxey's trying to take the ball out of bounds. Jalen pulls his jersey. The referee is standing right there. He doesn't call it. But, oh, wait, the next day, the NBA last two-minute report. Yes, he was fouled. The ref didn't call it. But my question is, you admit it now. But what the f*** does that do for Philadelphia? Get rid of the last-minute, two-minute report. And referees, pay attention.
Look, I love it from Shaq. I agree with him. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do with it right now other than just eat it. Got to eat the L. The good news is, obviously, the series comes back here, which does give the Sixers a better shot, certainly, tonight. Joe Conklin trying to fire everyone up because, you know, this game will, in fact, be in our house, as Madness once put together. It's not Madness. It's Joe Conklin.
We're good. We're going to win the series. We know what we're going to do. We're going to fix it. We're the better team.
We're coming home. Our heads are up. Now our crowd is really pumped. Time to win. We're Philly tough. Home is where things come alive. Sixers fans are at our side. Our team won't be denied. Our house, where we're gonna get the calls. Our house, and the ref will show some. Our house has a rocking crowd. It's where the winning's happening. Everybody's screaming loud. Sixer fans are so house proud. Nothing ever slows them down, and sulking's not allowed. Our house, it's the place we can't be beat. Our house, everybody's on their feet. Our house, no one's sitting in their seat. Our house, it's a place we can't be beat. Now it's time to ring the bell. The Philly crowd goes crazy, our fans will give them hell. Free throws that they'll be bricking. Time to take your licking, cause we're hungry for some chicken. Our house, it's the place we can't be beat. Our house, everybody's on their feet.
Josh Harris here. Actually, I don't like our house. What I really want to do is create a new house in Chinatown so I can stuff my pockets. Go Commando.
Oh, man. You know, Conklin is a beaut. Frickin' Josh Harris. You know, the Sixers always find a way to kind of remind you of the eerie. Because we're all getting pumped up. We're getting a little pumped up, at least. And they got Josh Harris coming in. Apropos, if you will, for helping.
By the way, that was Leighton. He got Leighton to record. Yeah, Joe Actor just told me. Leighton coming in to do the job. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's our caller, Leighton, who's got a tremendous Josh Harris impersonation. Well, Leighton, we appreciate that. The incomparable Conklin. Make sure you obviously see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra down the Jersey Shore this summer. Saturday, June 29th, Wildwood will be where he's at. Wildwood Catholic Academy, North Wildwood, New Jersey. Also, midsummer, Saturday, July 13th. At the Ocean City Music Pier in Ocean City, New Jersey. For tickets, obviously, go to joeconklin.com.
You can also see Conklin's Comedy Night at the 360 Lounge inside Parks Casino next Thursday, May 2nd. See Tara Canestrasi and Earl David Reed. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink. Go to joeconklin.com.
We thank Joe. Wonderful work right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.